Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robot. We're here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I'm Dawn Fleming, and I'm glad you're tuning in today. We have a very special show that is near and dear to both Linda and me, and this show is about Reiki. But before we get into today's topic, I want to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. Linda is my good friend, an incredible light and mystic healer. Her passion for life and her ability to love greatly impacts the healing journey of all the people that she assists. And it is my honor to be doing this show with her. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawn, and thank you, my dear friend and fellow mystic. It's always a joy to co-host a show with you. Now, ever since we met, I recognize that we have a spiritual kinship. You have been an inspiration to me and to so many others. You demonstrate and live what you teach and believe. So the roots that we have both experienced have come through Reiki as we have evolved together. And that really leads us to today's topic. It's all about that Reiki. So this topic is such an extensive one that you and I could talk about it for hours, and we know that.
Yeah.
We've had so many Reiki experiences, healings, and stories over the years. I'd like to let our listeners know, though, a little bit about our history. In 1996, we received our Usui Master Training together. And then in 1997, we took the Karuna Master Training in Sedona with William Rand. And we taught Reiki together for about 7 years. We hosted Reiki shares, provided both individual and group Reiki healing sessions for members of our community. And I cannot even make a guess as to how many people we've helped and how many exchange sessions you and I gave each other, Dawn.
Yeah.
So we were continually practicing back then and creating more light. So as we evolved, we came to know that the subtle energy which came through us did not come from our personal energy. Rather, it came from this infinite supply of healing energy from the divine that was available through our deep desire and intention to be a healing vehicle or conduit for the person before us. So our role was to get out of the way and allow the energy, the capital E energy, to flow where it needed to go. So I would imagine that most of our listeners already know about Reiki and what it is. However, here's a working definition of Reiki given by William Rand, who is the founder of the International Center for Reiki Training. And he says, Reiki is a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation that also promotes healing. And then there are a little more things to it, but it is administered by laying on of hands. And people who receive the Reiki are fully clothed. So in his first and second degree manual, William Rand also describes Reiki as being spiritually guided life energy. And to me, that seems like the perfect description of what happens in a Reiki session. And what I have loved about Reiki since the beginning is that I don't have to direct anything. What a relief. the energy goes where it's needed. My role is to, number one, set the intention to be a conduit of the healing energy. Number two, to keep my attention on the receiver and the process. Three, to honor the person before me without judgment. And four, to be an open channel of unconditional love. Following these guidelines creates a sacred and safe space for miracles to occur. And I know that we always put this in our teachings, Dawn, and I just wanted to let our listeners know the guidelines that we feel are important for this. So for you, Dawn, anything you want to say?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Those were great definitions, because Reiki really is hard to wrap a definition around. And since we're not doctors, we're not allowed to say it heals, but we know we've seen a lot of healing with regard to Reiki sessions we've done or Reiki sessions we've seen. So what I just wanted to add is that Reiki was discovered and developed by Dr. Mikao Yasui in Japan in the early 1920s. And then it came to the United States through Miss Takata in the 1930s. And she was using it over there, and she had a Reiki clinic. But she did not begin teaching it in the West until the 1970s. And Miss Takata taught and attuned 22 Reiki masters who are responsible for spreading Reiki throughout the rest of the world. And they attuned many people, and they attuned people, and somewhere down the line I got attuned, and you and I have attuned many, many people together. And so Reiki is spread now all over to the Western world. And for me, Reiki is not only a practice to help others to find balance and return to wholeness. I guess that's another word for healing. It is an energy that helps practitioners who work with the Reiki on a regular basis, and it helps them to transcend, to transform, and to ascend the highest levels of their divine essence. So Reiki opens the doorway to higher knowledge and uncovers or enhances other gifts that we may have, or maybe we didn't know we had them until we began working with Reiki. So for me, Reiki has become an integral part of my everyday life. So Linda, tell our listeners, what led you to Reiki?
Well, it was funny when you and I were talking about this. I started having a lot of memories that I had forgotten. But I do remember that in the late 80s and early 90s, I was fascinated with healing stories. And in fact, a friend, Larry Davis, who was in the Unity Church where I was a member, suggested that we form a healing society, which would meet monthly. So we did, and it was tremendously rewarding. We meditated together, we shared, we discussed healing stories and so forth. I was very much into the Joel Goldsmith and Unity teachings at that time. And Dawn, it was during that time frame that Larry introduced me to another group of healers. And several people in that group were talking about Reiki. And you were one of them, Dawn. So as I listened, people talking about it, every cell in my being knew that Reiki was calling me. So I took my level one training that spring and had an amazing and undeniable experience of energy with our mutual friend, Tony Neal. And Tony was definitely a guide on both of our paths to Reiki. So after I left that Reiki class, that Reiki 1 class, to go home that day, I knew something in me had changed. I couldn't understand or identify what it was, yet I did feel different. And little did I know then how significant Reiki would become in my life. So, Dawn, what led you to Reiki?
Thank you, Linda. Well, back in 1988, my oldest daughter had eye surgery, and when it was finished, they said that her one eye would be lazy and they needed to patch the good eye to get the other eye to get its sight back. And they said, oh, it will happen very, very quickly. And it did not happen very, very quickly. There was hardly any improvement at all, which is really concerning the doctor and myself. And so about a year later, I met some people at work, and one of those was Toni Neal. And she said, we have a group of healers, and at that time they were doing chakra balancing. And we would love to have somebody to work with, and could we work with your daughter? And I said, does it hurt? And she said, no, it won't hurt. So they began working with Amanda. And within the next eye appointment, her eyesight had improved by like 75 points. And the doctor's like, oh, now it's starting to work what we're doing. And I'm thinking, no, you just don't know. And I was so impressed that I'm like, I need to find out about this. What is this about? And so I talked to Toni, and she introduced me to Madeline Piles, where they were meeting and doing their practicing. And when I went over and they let me observe what was going on and I could feel the energy of the people on the table, they're like, well, you just have to come and you're going to learn how to do this. And so I was learning as we were, like, learning on the fly there. And then Madeline set up the one set of classes, and that's where I met Larry Neal and learned chakra balancing. And then she did another set, and she goes, oh, you should be here. And that's where you were in that class, and how we kind of connected into the energy and found that we were really on this path. But then with the chakra balancing, I loved it, but it had so many steps. And I thought, this doesn't have to be this hard. I don't even want to say hard, but this complicated. And then someone, I think Toni or someone in our group had taken a Reiki class or found out about Reiki. And I'm like, I have to go take this class. And when I took Reiki and had that attunement, like you said, you knew your life was different, but you didn't know how. Mm-hmm. When I saw the process and experienced it, I was like, this is my path. And so, and both you and I, we've taken so many other classes along the way. I took the Reiki 1 in 93, and I just wasn't in a hurry to have to get a master. I took 1 and 2 in 93 and just really worked with it for quite a while. And then you and I came together in 96 and said, maybe it's time. We were both feeling it. And so it was really great to be able to take the level 3A and 3B together with you. That was just an incredible experience. And after seeing how, you know, Reiki helped my daughter over the years, the doctor told us that her eyesight, it had started at 2400, and the doctor told us it would never get better than 2100. And when we were finished, her eyesight was down to 2050. So just wonderful, wonderful stuff going on there. So that is my story about how I got involved in Reiki. Over the years of working with it and working with people, I realized I had a gift for medical intuitiveness and have developed that as well. So like I said earlier, Reiki will help you uncover gifts that you have that you weren't aware of as you work with it. So it
that
seems
so
that we've both witnessed a lot of Reiki healings with issues, Linda, around the eyes, and with issues all different places around on the body. So would you like to share with our listeners some of your experiences?
Well, yes, and as we're talking about eyes, I don't want to forget to say this, because we've heard that eyes are the windows to the soul. I do believe that is true. And what I also know is Reiki energy can be sent from our eyes, from the eyes, as well as from the hands. And that allows more healing energy to be both received and transmitted. So it can also assist in accelerating one's frequency vibration, as it supports healing on all levels, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So I just wanted to make that point before it slipped my mind. But I am recalling several years ago, I spent about 9 months working with a lady in her 70s who had skin cancer issues and who also wanted to feel better in general. So Her daughter, who had been recently trained in Reiki, set up the initial appointment with her, and she wanted her mother to experience the peaceful and loving energy that Reiki provides. So I went to this woman's home weekly and spent about an hour each time giving her Reiki. And as always from clients, I learned so much. I learned so much from this wise woman as our relationship developed. And after about 6 months of our work together, from out of the blue, she exclaimed to me that she was no longer going to have to get a seeing eye dog. Well, I didn't understand what she meant. Until then, she began to tell me that she had been diagnosed with macular degeneration a year or so before I began seeing her. And she had just been to her optometrist for tests, and her eyes no longer showed signs of macular degeneration. Wow, what wonderful news. We just celebrated, because that had not even been our focus for healing. So Reiki does have its own wisdom, and it goes where it is needed. So, Dawn, would you like to share with us your experience with, again, healing with eye issues?
Thanks, Linda. I mean, I've just seen how Reiki is so effective on eye issues. As long as the person has at least a little bit of sight left, Reiki can make a difference. And one of my first clients back when I was in Maryland met me, and she had been diagnosed with macular degeneration, and she had seen three specialists. They all told her the same thing. And when she visited me for a session, she goes, "I have this, and you've got 8 weeks to make a difference, because my husband, who's a doctor, is making me go to the Wilmer Eye Clinic in Baltimore for an eye appointment there." So she came once a week, and we worked on the issue. And she never gave me, like, an update with anything, because she had told me at the beginning that she could no longer get on the computer because she couldn't see, like, the letters, the whole letters or anything. And right after her appointment, she came and said, "The doctor said that I don't have macular degeneration." And I'm like, "Well, what happened along the way here? You never really told me if you were getting better or not." And she said, "Well, I was getting better, but I was like skeptical that I was getting better." She said, "I noticed I could see more things, and things had been improving, but I needed the doctors to validate it before I said it out loud." And that was many, many years ago, and to this day, her eyes are still fine. And then two years ago, I had a man call me, and he was considered legally blind. He just lost his license from macular degeneration. And I began working with him, and he said, "I just want him good enough to be able to drive again." And so with a couple sessions, his eyesight did come back, and he did get his license. Now, his family was not crazy about it, but he was able to see well enough to get his license. And another person who I recently worked with, same issue, macular degeneration, when I worked on him, the pressure, eye pressure, not only came down, but his eyesight improved. He had to get a new prescription for his glasses, because his eyesight had gotten better. And so all these are just examples of how, you know, Reiki's so effective there. And so for myself, when I went to the doctors, eye doctors last fall, they told me my pressure was high in my eyes, and they didn't use the G word because they said the nerve 2 years earlier had looked fine, but they were going to, in 6 weeks, do a test to look at the nerve to make sure it wasn't damaged. And so I had 6 weeks, and I just began doing Reiki on my eyes every day. And when they did the test on the nerve was fine, so there's no glaucoma, but I was able to bring the pressure down in both of my eyes by 5 points just in that short period of time. So, you know, these stories are just want our listeners to know, use the Reiki on the eyes, people with eye issues. It really does make a difference. So Linda, I know we have lots and lots of stories. Share with us another way that you've used Reiki to help people find wholeness.
Well, and before I go into a story that's very personal to me, I just wanted to comment on how great it feels, the Reiki position over the eyes. When I do it myself, to myself, it is so relaxing, and I love it when somebody else puts their hands over my eyes. I don't like for my eyes to be touched, but when the Reiki is being sent just right above my eyes, it feels so wonderful. Right now, I'm going to do it after we hang up today, because right now I'm feeling a little
relaxing.
Bit of eye strain.
It really is.
And it can really help when you spend a lot of time looking at the computer screen or trying to read your tiny cell phone emails and so forth that I have spent a lot of time doing lately. So, again, as we were talking about some of the miracles that we've witnessed, the one that I'd like to share is about my mother. And she lived to be 96. Actually, she passed away in February in 2012. So she lived a good long life. However, when she was 78, she had a major stroke, and it affected her ability to swallow. And this is almost unconscionable to me, but this happened. The doctor told her that she would never swallow again. It was just terrible news for her to receive, and she really went into kind of a depression, and she was agitated, and she had such faith, and she was really having a struggle finding peace, just being. And can you imagine not being able to swallow and all these tubes? And so I was a relatively new Reiki master at that time, and I wanted to give her a treatment, and yet that was so against her beliefs at the time, and she was unsure and definitely skeptical. And so I just said, well, I'm going to go ask the doctor, you know, if it would be okay if I gave you Reiki. Well, that was all right with her. If the doctor said it was okay, she would let me go ahead and do it. Because she always did follow the doctor's orders. So anyway, when I approached the doctor and asked, would it be okay for me to do Reiki on my mom, the doctor said, well, is that like meditation? And I said, yes, it's like meditation. It's very peaceful. And so then the doctor said, well, it won't hurt anything. So my mother was comfortable enough with that kind of information, the doctor said it was okay, that she began to let me give her Reiki sessions. And I could tell almost instantly that she was more relaxed as she was receiving this loving, healing energy. And such love was pouring through me. I realized part of it probably was my personal energy, but I worked very consciously to kind of stay out of the way and let the energy go. And after she was out of the hospital and I had been with her a couple of weeks in her home, I came home and I continued to do this distant Reiki on her. And I don't know, if maybe about 2 months after that, I got a call very early one morning, and she called to let me know. She said, I just swallowed for the first time. And even though it wasn't much, something had gone down. Wow, we were so excited. And what began to happen? That was just the beginning. It started increasing just so fast. And she improved rapidly within a month. And her feeding tube was removed, and she continued to just get stronger and stronger with the exercises that she was being given by the physical therapist as well. And then when her feeding tube was removed, she was on her own. What a glorious experience, and we realized we had had a miracle. And I am forever grateful for the gift of Reiki, even though she wasn't totally in agreement with it. it worked for her. And then I was able to feel so, what shall I say, I'll just say right now, I feel moved even talking about it. But that was so long ago, I was able to then experience her physical love for me for another 18 years after that happened. So I, again, am eternally grateful. So, Dawn, I know you have a lot of stories, but can you share one or so right now that I know you talked about one, you've seen it shrink tumors. I'd love to hear about that.
Thank you, Linda. And I just want to say with your story, you not only got to experience her, you know, for many more years,
right,
but she got to be able to have that gift of swallowing for those years, not,
mm-hmm.
you know, not being there dependent on machines or anything, being able to live freely like that for those years, and just that experience of being able to have that closeness, that love with your mother through that Reiki experience. What a,
yes.
a beautiful gift and grace for both of you. So,
well, you know, and
you.
I'm smiling as you're sharing, saying that, because one of the things, she loved food. She loved the taste of food. She was an outstanding cook and baker. And so she got to enjoy that, too, for that many more
years.
Yeah,
so she didn't lose
yeah.
that. She got
right.
to have that. And, you know, what a wonderful blessing. And just, you know, these are things we could not plan on our journey. And
no.
with having Reiki, it's just something that we can bring in these times of need, just to help those who are close to us. Because a lot of times it's our family and ourselves are the last people that we're working on.
That's true. That is so true.
To be able to share it with family, how beautiful. So I just want to say, with working with Reiki all these years, I've worked with a lot of cancer patients or a lot of clients that had cysts that were just like needed to go away, that, you know, the doctors were concerned about. And I will just say that when I have the clients that will commit to coming like once a week while they're going through this, the Reiki does shrink the tumors. And one client, I did a talk at what used to be North Arundel Medical Center. I think it
and
has
you know
a
it's
new
called
name now.
Baltimore Washington Medical Center now.
Okay, so it's Baltimore Washington Medical Center now. And I did
yeah.
a talk for the nurses about what Reiki was. And at the end, I was demonstrating on people with the pendulums how their energy was open or closed in the various chakras. And one nurse that I worked on, when I got over the chest area, the pendulum, like, stopped. It didn't move at all. And after I doused her, she was asking, well, what could it be? And I said, well, it means the energy's not moving there, and the heart chakra deals with the breasts or the heart or the lungs. So she went and she had a mammogram, and she found out that she had an aggressive form of breast cancer. And they were going to do surgery, like, 10 days later. So she called me up and she said, I'd like to schedule a couple Reiki sessions before I have surgery. So we did 3 sessions before her surgery. And when she came to me after the surgery, she told me that the doctors were amazed at how the tumors were so much smaller than when they had seen it on whatever the scan was that they did. And they had expected the tumors to have doubled in size because of how aggressive it was. And they just told her that they were shocked that how the tumors not only did not grow, how they had gotten smaller, a lot smaller. And I just know that my daughter Amanda had that thyroglossal duct cyst on the neck. I guess it's on the thyroid. And it was a cyst the size of a pea. And like I said earlier, sometimes the people in your family are the last people to get Reiki.
Yes.
And the night before surgery, almost ashamed to say that she was going to have surgery.
I remember this, Dawn, very vividly.
Yeah,
go ahead.
She said to me, "Mom, I don't want to have surgery tomorrow." And that was the night that we were having a board meeting with the Beacon of Light Center. And I said, "Well, Amanda, talk to the board about everyone sending you Reiki tonight and tomorrow morning, and let's see what happens." And so she did. She put that out to the group, and everyone in our on our board was a Reiki master. And so the next day I took her to the outpatient place to have the surgery, and she would not allow me to eat because she could not eat. And we got there at 11 o'clock in the morning, and they took her in. And I said, "I'm going to be at the McDonald's across the parking lot if you need me." So I was there a half hour, and the nurse came over and said, "Are you Amanda's mom?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "The doctor wants to see you." And I was really concerned now. And I make my way across the parking lot, and the doctor's there to greet me. And he said, "We're not doing surgery. There's no cyst." And so this pea-sized cyst disappeared overnight. And I said, "There's no cyst." He's like, no, there's no cyst. And he's like, "I don't know how that could have happened." So I told him about the Reiki, and he didn't want to hear it. And he said, "Well, when it comes back, she can come have it taken out." And it never came back. And I said, "Well, where's my daughter?" And he said, "Well, we already put her under, so it's going to be another hour and a half before we can let her go." So at that point, he went back into wherever he was going, and all the nurses came out to ask me about what Reiki was and how it works. So that was just that's an example of a miracle, because this pea-sized cyst completely vanished overnight.
And, you know, as we're sharing and all of these stories, it really helps when we can just talk together like this. I am recalling a time you and I were invited up to Pennsylvania to a hospital to talk to their nursing staff about Reiki and about energy. And do you remember the gentleman? We didn't know who he was. That was their, like, head honcho, somebody they
he
totally
was the head
respected.
Doctor at the hospital. Yes, I remember that.
And they were all like in awe of him, and we asked for a volunteer, somebody that would, and he volunteered. And as you and I were doing the pendulum, and we were also demonstrating the rods. Do you remember the energy fields?
Yeah, where his energy was blocked or open. Yes, I remember that.
And then how excited we, and I was fearful. I do remember kind of getting into, like, oh, I don't know, you know. I was doubting my own.
You doubt.
I was doubting my own.
And you're like, you go down to Dawn.
And I could see it, though. And we got it. You know, you nailed it. And
yeah, I'm like, because there was, I said, like, the energy in the root chakra is blocked. And he's like, I got energy there. And
then we explained
to him, as we doused that whole area, we saw that it was the energy in his one hip that was blocked.
Yes. And then he had acknowledged that he was getting ready to have surgery. He was wanting to avoid surgery.
He wanted to avoid surgery, and he was going to have, like, a pain shot that day.
Right.
And so you and I did Reiki on him, since he volunteered to let us douse him. We did Reiki on him, and that was, we did two sessions that day, and that was the morning session. And the feedback we got from the nurses at the end of the day was that he did not go and have his pain shot because the pain was gone.
I do remember that. So those are just examples of things that happen. And I will also say my learning, because I knew, is to step forth. When you really believe and trust in this divine energy that flows through you, there is nothing that can damage anything or hurt anything or anything to be afraid of. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So as we were talking, those stories were coming. In my mind, we have so many. And is there anything else you wanted to say before we kind of move into announcements?
No, I think I'm pretty complete, or I'd just be going on and on forever.
Yes, well, let me go ahead and start with an announcement, and then what I'd like to do after you make your announcement is for the closing, if you would put on just the meditation music, I would like to recite some of the original Reiki ideals and give a little time for people to think about what that might mean to them, if that's okay.
Oh, beautiful. Great.
Okay, so I'll start with an announcement about if you live in the Maryland area. You may remember that Gloria Hasselhoff was our guest on our last show, and she is an evolutionary astrologer. So she's going to be speaking at a Community of Transformations gathering on Sunday, February the 8th. It's in the afternoon. And she talked about what's in the stars for 2015 when we interviewed her. And she'll be talking a little more about that. However, if you missed that show, it is archived, and you can still listen if you go and tap back into the Two Modern Mystics on Blog Talk Radio. But also with her that day is going to be Jordan Sokol and his group Pressing Strings. They've become very popular in the Annapolis area, sold out at Ram's Head not long ago. So they'll be playing provocative and fantastic music again on February the 8th when Gloria speaks. So we'd love for you to join us, and details can be found on ACT's website, which is www.actannapolis.org. Again, www.actannapolis.org. Okay, so Dawn, announcements?
Thank you. Yes, announcements. Well, since I have a Reiki audience here, I have a little bit more than normal announcements. Amount of announcements. I'd love to collect some Reiki stories for a book. And if you'd like to contribute, just shoot me an email at ReikiDawn@yahoo.com. And I'll send you the requirements for the stories that I'm collecting. So that would be ReikiDawn@yahoo.com. I know there's lots of stories out there. I think it's time to put a book together of these stories. And also, I've written lots of books to help Reiki practitioners, and one is called Creating a Successful Holistic Health Practice. I put a lot of information in there about how I was able to quit my government job to do Reiki full-time. So there's a lot of information in there on how to have a successful practice. Another book I've written is Teaching Workshops Effectively. And I've written a Reiki 1 and 2 manual that Reiki teachers are allowed to make copies for their students. So after you buy it, you're allowed to, copy it off and save money by using it for your handouts for your Reiki 1 and 2 classes. And then about 2 years ago, I wrote a book called Mastering Reiki, which is like the level Reiki 3A and B, shows how to do different types of attunements and how to do deeper use of the energy work, taking it to a deeper level. And I also did a DVD with that book that shows you, demonstrates how to do attunements as well as how to do some of these deeper techniques. And upcoming on March 5th, I'm doing a teleconference on how to become a continuing education how to become a CE provider. I know a lot of Reiki classes, there's nurses and massage therapists, and they're looking for CEs. And this 2.5-hour teleconference is going to tell you how to go through that process and where to look and find the information that you need. And you can find that information on my website at energytransformations.org, and then just click on the link for the workshops, and you'll see that workshop listed there. So those are my announcements, and
oh,
it's been
all
wonderful.
Good stuff. Yeah.
We have a lot. We're probably going to do more Reiki shows on the topic of Reiki or energy in the future, because we just have so much information to share from all of our experience. So I will start the music here for sharing the ideals.
So I really appreciate, you know, all the work you've done to bring this out so people can really take advantage of it. So as we begin to close today's show, I'd like to begin to recite some of the original Reiki ideals. So as I do this, ask yourself, how might my life be different if I followed this recipe for life? And this was given by Dr. Yusui. Just for today, do not be angry. Do not worry. And be filled with gratitude. Devote yourself to your work. And be kind to people. Every morning and evening, join your hands in prayer. How might my life be different if I followed this recipe for life? Just for today, do not be angry. Do not worry and be filled with gratitude. Devote yourself to your work and be kind to people. Every morning and evening, join your hands in prayer. Thank you for joining us today. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.